That is not a winner. Alex Cora does not take home the AL Manager of the Year honors. So we're kicking that around here. Not a surprise. Not a surprise. Bob Melvin from the Rags to Riches Oakland Athletics takes home the honors. But Alex Cora finished second. And we're discussing that. We'll take some phone calls here. Also, I want to get into the Celtics in a little bit, but I've been very bad. I've been leaving people on hold for way too long, so we must get to the phones. And where do we begin here? Let's say hello. Why don't we talk to Rob? He actually wants to talk about Alex Cora. And Rob on line five. Let's go to Rob. You are up next here, late night on WEI. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, Ben. How you doing tonight?
Welcome, Rob. I'm all right, Rob. Thank you.
What's up? I'm a little disappointed that Alex Cora didn't get the manager of the year, and I'd like to tell you a couple of points of why. Questions for you, actually. The other guy that won, I don't know much about him. Was he a rookie manager? And what is his salary versus Alex Cora's salary, since we're talking about money in this situation?
Well, Rob, you're a baseball fan. Bob Melvin's been around for a billion years. You've never heard of Bob Melvin?
No, how can he compete as far as if he's not a rookie, so why did they give that consideration to Alex?
Well, the reason Alex didn't win is because the Red Sox had a better roster than the Oakland Athletics. I mean, that's pretty much what they do. They look at the roster and they say, come on, Rob, you've been around. You're a team that's not supposed to be good, that's good, that has no expectations. If they have a good record, then that guy wins the manager of the year, the coach of the year, and the team that's supposed to be – the Red Sox were supposed to be pretty good. They weren't supposed to suck this year. They weren't supposed to win 108 games, but they were supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, but what is his salary versus the guy that won salary?
I have no idea how much Bob –
because you talk about how the budget of the Red Sox versus the budget of...
Oh, are you talking about the payroll? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you were talking, that's why a guy went with lower payroll. What is Alex's pay? What does he get
for a year? I was confused. I was trying to figure this out.
How much does he get for a year?
All right, so if you want to do the payroll game, which is a fun game, I like the payroll game, the Red Sox had the highest payroll in baseball, $227.3 million in payroll. The Oakland Athletics payroll was 28th out of 30. Their payroll was $80 million. So that's the difference.
Do you know what Alex makes versus the other guy that won it?
No. Do you know how much he makes?
No, I'm curious.
I don't know.
Be honest.
Well, the A's are cheap. They're a penny pitching team. I doubt the A's are paying Bob Melvin much money.
But, okay.
Yeah. All right. There you go. All right. Listen, you got the World Series. Be happy with that. Okay? Don't get greedy. How dare you? How dare you get greedy? Let's go to Blair in Maine, the notorious Blair in Maine. And he is next here on Late Night on WEI. Hello, Blair.
Hey, do you have a walk-up song for me at all?
What would you like, Blair? Oh, here we go.
The
I'm sorry.
Song.
Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote.
You like this one, Blair?
I like a little bit, like AC/DC would be better for me.
Well, why don't we spend about 4 minutes deciding on your song, Blair? That would be good.
All night long or something, or... The best AC/DC.
All right, Blair, start making your points, and I'll get the music squared away behind you.
Yeah. Anyways, so Ben, you're not going to get to my point. You're not going to get about the. I'm not going to get to the.
Hey, Blair, hold on a second.
To the overnight about the movie. I'm sorry.
Well, you didn't call, Blair. You didn't
your
call.
You're going to have to wait too.
You didn't call yesterday, Blair. You said you teased and you did not please.
I
you said you were going to call the overnight.
I was watching my movie, man. I was watching my movie with 4D. I have 4 CDs in one movie, and I was watching about like a couple of them.
Wait, what's the CD for?
I think that's
okay,
a DVD,
John,
Blair.
Want,
I don't think
really
it's a...
know? I'll get down to it. Fine. I hate getting down to it on the radio because I don't know who's listening that might know me. I would think people would be asleep at this hour, but...
Yeah,
the witching
asleep.
Hour out here. Yeah. So on the witching hour, I went to Portland. So I go to Portland... I asked Google beforehand, before I went to Portland, John and Ben,
yeah.
before I went to Portland,
because okay.
I, you know, I have to know, like, where's this, hey, Google, you know, like, where's this porn DVD shop place? So I go, hey, Google, where's this porn DVD shop in Portland, Maine? Where can I find a porn DVD shop in Portland, Maine?
Very important then, question. That's why Google was invented.
And then Google tells me, you know, this place, and it's down, like, close to Bubba's, and I went to Bubba's in Portland, Maine, and I went dancing the same night. Well, let alone I went to go get the movie, and then I went dancing afterhand. So I'm dancing when I'm halfway asleep, so I say, well, we leave about 11 from Bubba's, and I just go home, and I don't even watch it. I was so tired, so I watch it the next day, but
There's
four CDs, enough for one guy to freaking, you know, you got my thing on the overnight show. Shakatong King, shakatong, 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 shakatong.
So you were
king,
at,
baby.
You were at Bubba's Lounge. Is that where you were at?
Bubba's Soaky Lounge.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right here. I've got this is high class. Oh, it opened in 19—it moved from that location in 1961. This has been around a long time.
I've been there more than once, Ben, and I had a girl, freaking, she slapped my butt a little bit, but she was way older than me, and I was backing it up like the old high school, you know, that high school bump and grind thing. Oh, I was trying to do that, but this girl was like in her 40s and 50s.
Oh, boy.
And I was just, you know, you can bust your moves. You can, you know, you can freaking get it down there and just bump and grind, do whatever. There is security, but the security's not watching for that. They're watching for the drunk people and for people that are getting out of hand or doing something, you know, a gun or weapons or any of that, you know?
I understand. So, did you tip?
Hey, Ben,
now, wait,
Ben.
Blair, you got to tip these women. You got to give them a little tip there, right? No?
You just got to, like, put your little booty out there and do the little booty shake on them. Bubba's, you got to do the little booty shake, man. I had to put my little booty out there and have their little booty out there.
Yeah.
Do a little bump and grind or have your little front part on them and do a little.
Yeah.
You know,
all right. Calm down.
You get a girlfriend, babe. Talk to you at 2 o'clock in the morning here.
All right. Go. Thank you. There you go. Well, Bubba's isn't, I thought it was more of a cabaret, but it's, I'm looking at it here. It's, did he go on 80s night? DJ John's there on Fridays, 80s night. I don't.
Is that me or is that his actual name?
That's DJ John.
I thought you were commenting on my
music.
No,
no. I mean, would you be a strip club? This is not a strip club, but would you be a strip club DJ? Would you do that?
No.
Let's go to Strawberry. Strawberry's on pay. She's on stage 4. Strawberry. Man. Imagine Blair walking. Was he by himself? I didn't ask him. He hung up. But
I want to know how he gets there.
I know, right?
Does he drive? Do you know if he drives?
No, I don't think he drives.
So what, did he Uber to the porn store and then Uber to the strip club?
Doesn't he live in the sticks though? He doesn't live in Portland. He lives out in the sticks, doesn't he? That's like isn't that a long trip? I would think.
That's like a day.
Wow.
That's
How
like
do you
a
get the money?
Full day devoted to getting some porn.
Imagine these cougars. He's out there, these women in their 40s and 50s are like, Blair, we love you, Blair. They don't even know who
they must be listeners. They knew exactly who he was. No wonder they were all over him.
What a night. What a party, man. I hope you cut all that up because I know I'm only here a couple times a week, but Gilroy's also. That's a field day. That's you know what that is? That's a treasure chest is what that is. That audio, slice that up, that is tremendous. He got a 4-disc porno.
Do the little booty shake, man.
There you go. The gift that keeps giving. Our friend Blair. All right, we'll press on here, and at some point we'll get to Kyrie Irving.
R-E-S-P-E-E-T.
All right. We'll press on. We'll get to this story about the Celtics and Kyrie Irving and some people connecting what I don't think is that big a stretch about what Kyrie is hoping that the Celtics will do. We'll work our way there as well. We'll get to that and more phone calls as well. We'll do it next.
Shakatong King, Shakatong, 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 yeah. Shakatong, Shakatong.
So, that's why late night radio is better than daytime radio. You don't hear that kind of stuff usually during the day, right? We agree on that? A lot of reaction. The friends of the show, the Maller Militia, very excited to hear Blair's latest work. JR says, listening to Blair and Maine talk about asking Google where to find a porn DVD shop instead of actually just finding videos online is peak Blair. My favorite caller, JR says. Mr. Wonderful checks in, says, protect Blair and Maine at all costs, he says. Blair is a national treasure. I don't disagree. Do not disagree at all. That was one of his better efforts. See, my theory, producer John, is he had to make up for yesterday, because yesterday kind of sucked. It's kind of a bad job by him. So this is a better effort.
Yeah, yesterday he definitely left you hanging yesterday, because we were trying to get him to tease, and I'm not sure he knew what a tease was, so then he just told us what he had to say for your show later.
Yeah. Exactly. He couldn't even keep the secret for the duration of the call there. So, all right, let's go to the phone calls and another senior member of the Maller Militia, Weed Man Hippie in Miami. I got Weed Man off the streets. Hello, Weed Man.
Let me ask you a question. If you wanted to see fast and not eat for 2 days, why would you choose when you do the marathon? Why would you do that?
Wait. I'm confused. You're over-modulated because you're yelling into the phone.
Okay. If you were going to not eat for 2 days, why would you pick the 2 days that you do the marathon?
Well, that's a good question. All right, I'll tell you. Let me tell you, Weed Man. All right, now I get this new Fugazi thing where I try to fast between meals and eat once a day and all that stuff. And then I did a little too much eating this weekend, so I'm trying to make up for it. So I'm fasting for
a
day.
You got the marathon. You can do this on the weekend.
No. I want to eat on the weekends. I want to enjoy my life on the weekends. I want to live like a somewhat normal human being on the weekends.
You're gonna pass out from not having energy.
No, I'm fine.
You got to talk for 8 hours.
I'm fine.
I used to go to the peep shows in Manhattan in Times Square before they turned it into Disneyland.
I went there, too. I was in New York back in the day before it became gift shops and all that.
They had peep shows where a piece of plastic glass would go up and there'd be a girl doing anything you want for like $2 a minute.
Yeah. Now that's been replaced by a doll store.
I used to travel into Times Square from Queens like a lot of days. It would take my whole day, and my whole purpose was porn.
That's very impressive. And look at you now, Weed Man. It's gone so well for you.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're all grown up now.
Off air. Ben, you got to call me off air. We got to talk about what you threw me into, yo.
Are you ungrateful, Weed Man?
Ben. You throw me into a storm. I'll tell you private. This is not for the air.
We're on the air right now, number one. Number two,
in Boston.
You were whole. Weed Man, this show's on radio.com.
No,
it can be heard. We have listeners all over the world, moron.
Right to think
what?
That you're in the air everywhere, but you're just in Boston right now. Overnight, I can't talk about this because this Mike might be listening. He's not listening right now.
All right. Well, if you want to talk about it on the air, if you don't think he's listening,
Ben,
you want to.
You threw me into a storm where these people may need my peace and quiet so more than I need as much as I needed a place. It's crazy. If Boston doesn't know, Ben's magic. Ben is the magic man, and Ben is powerful. And the power of the spoken word and this magic radio box. Ben, the magic radio box.
Okay, all right. So let me dress up your work here. So Weed Man was homeless for a day, and then a nice listener contacted me and said, hey, we'd like to give Weed Man a place to stay because you were very upset, Weed Man. You were questioning humanity. So this guy Detroit Lions guy or whatever, big fan. He lives in Florida. He
first red flag.
Yeah, Detroit Lions. He's right from Detroit. He drives a big rig.
So the guy's a truck driver, you know, hardworking guy, busts his ass driving a truck, and he gives Weed Man part of his house to stay in, and now you're upset, Weed Man.
I'm so comfortable, Ben. Thank you. I love you. But you don't know the storm that goes
on. So Weed Man, why don't you just work as like a peacemaker and like a therapist?
I'm trying, Ben.
Now, is there a chance, Weed Man, is there a chance that you are part of the problem? That you are the reason they're...
No. They needed me to be a referee and a peacemaker and say, ding, ding, everybody, both of you go to your corners. I swear to God, Ben. That's what's up.
So you're telling me that you are like a, you're a judge or a, not really a judge, but you
can't talk about this all overnight. We cannot talk about this on the overnight show.
I love how you think that no one's listening right now. I love that.
No one's listening.
you are such a dope.
You know what? Hey, Bryce Harper.
Oh, here we go. Now you're just rambling. I got to blow you up. Kaboom. There you go. Goodbye. Dynamite. Kaboom. See you later.
Really?
I guess I didn't blow you up. You're still there, Wee Man. I was trying to blow you. I hit the wrong. All right. There we blew you up. Kaboom.
I was talking to someone else on the phone when you tried to kick him off. Somebody else who does not like Weed Man.
Oh, really?
Doesn't like Weed Man, doesn't like Blair. There was no name when they called.
Oh, okay. What was he like, those boring generic callers that we get? He likes
No, he was somewhere in between. Like if one end of the spectrum is Weed Man and the bottom end is like somebody who drones on and can't actually make a point.
Yeah.
He was probably like a five.
Like a five.
Like he had some fire to him.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure he himself was going to contribute as much as Blair does.
Well, my argument is always, if you don't like the people that call in, if you find them offensive, if you find them boring, find them dull, then you call in. You be entertaining. And I've learned people often think that it's a lot easier when you call in. It's like awkward. You're not a trained broadcaster or anything like that. You call in, you're put on the spot, you hear that little noise, you're on the air, it's a pain in the ass.
You're like it's the radio version of Deer in the Headlights.
Yeah, oftentimes, like, you know, off the air, like I do these dopey trivia games on the overnight show. I do some here too. And people get them right all the time, and then you put them on the air, and they're like, oh, they have, you know, stage fright. Deer in the headlights, as you said. Yeah, exactly. I finally will pay off what I've been trying to talk about all night, but I've been distracted by Blair in Maine, Googling how to find porn in Portland, Maine, which is wonderful, and also Weed Man Hip and these other cartoon characters that call in. We'll get to that, and we will do it next. All right, just to update the drama going on, we've had some people call up. They don't like Weed Man. I get it. I understand it. But Mr. Wonderful has just gone dirty. You know how you can take the high road and you can take the low road? You know what I'm talking about? Mr. Wonderful, who's one of my P1s, he's a big college football guy. He actually had some dirt on Urban Meyer a while ago. He says, shocking that Weed Man is trashing. And then he named the guy, Mike, who's letting Weed Man stay at his house. Shocking that Weed Man is trashing Mike and his wife on WEEI. Ben can't get away from this loser. Oh, and Weed Man, I'm in Ohio and I'm listening on the radio.com app. Now, this might not be entertaining to you, but Weed Man lives at this guy's house. And if I was the guy, I would kick Weed Man out. I would put him on the street. That's it. Weed Man's not paying rent. It's just absolute insanity. That's great. Well, tremendous job, Mr. Wonderful. You get a golden ticket. That is great. Real quick, Kyrie Irving. Did you see this week, just this couple days ago? Kyrie Irving intimated in essentially large block letters that the Celtics would benefit from Carmelo Anthony. Say what? Now, Carmelo hasn't been released yet by the Rockets, but that's expected to happen once they find him a safe landing spot. Kyrie said, right now, I think it would be nice if we, meaning the Celtics, had someone that was a 15-year vet, a 14-year vet that could kind of help us race along the regular season and understand it's a long marathon rather than just a full-on sprint. So it is, let's see, you can break it down. Irving did not just come out and say the Celtics should go get Carmelo Anthony. But Carmelo Anthony is a 15-year veteran who's been in the basketball news recently. Let me tell you something. It is a wonderful mitzvah that Danny Ainge is the one picking the players and not Kyrie Irving. Carmelo Anthony is the booby prize. That's what Carmelo Anthony is. He's the gift at Christmas that's re-gifted. He's been passed from the Knicks to the Thunder to the Rockets. He's going to another team. He's not going to stay in Houston. And typically what happens, as soon as Melo shows up on your roster, you realize, my God, I've made a terrible mistake. You've got buyer's remorse. He is an aging relic of the way that basketball is played today. And it is weird, though. There's this point of demarcation because a number of players like Kyrie Irving enjoy Carmelo Anthony. They want him as teammates. The reason Carmelo is in Houston is because Chris Paul convinced the Rockets front office to bring Carmelo Anthony to Houston in one of the most ridiculous decisions by a basketball executive, Daryl Morey, the Rockets guy. And now Kyrie Irving's attempting, again, cryptically, to try to get Carmelo to the Celtics. But his lethargic play is contagious. It's like a swarm of locusts when he arrives, and you do not want him part of the Celtics. The Celtics will figure this out. My advice to Brad Stevens is to sit Jaylen Brown down, to put him on the bench for a while. He is in a tremendous free fall from where he was last year. I think he's shooting like 40. I saw the stat. He's shooting 42% on layups this year. I mean, that's the big Komodo dragon in the room. Now, it's not all Jaylen Brown, but he was certainly one of the breakout stars last year, that playoff run to get to the Eastern Finals in Game 7. Right now, he stinks. He's shooting 36% from the floor, Jaylen Brown, and 27% from three-point range. And the numbers tell you a lot. They don't tell you everything. They tell you a lot of the story. But Jason Tatum's only shooting 41%. But if you had to make a move, the logical move here, from a casual Celtics observer, and I know that Brad Stevens needs my advice to get the Celtics out of the doldrums, but you bench Jaylen Brown, you put either Marcus Smart or Marcus Morris, one of the Marcuses in. I'd put Marcus Morris in to the starting lineup. It's a temporary move, and let Jaylen Brown figure it out, get his confidence back, get his shot back, and then you put him back in. And Kyrie talked about all the cliches, but you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, which is wonderful. We love all the basketball cliches and all that go around this time of the year. But yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of wiggle room to work with. The problem for the Celtics, kind of obvious here, they had Game 7 at home and lost to Cleveland, but that was Cleveland with LeBron James. There is no LeBron James walking through that door if you look around the Eastern Conference. But at this moment, the top teams are Toronto, Milwaukee, Philadelphia projects to be one of the top teams by the time the season ends in the Eastern Conference. So would you rather go to Toronto? Would you rather go to Milwaukee or Philadelphia or have the game at home in Boston? You'd rather, of course you'd rather have it. Now, if you actually, at the Garden, but if you look at the Celtics situation, they've got a one game over 500 record. The losses are not humiliating. Like, it's okay to lose. The Nuggets are pretty good. The Jazz, the Blazers, those are tough places to play. The one loss which is embarrassing that really stands out is the one to Orlando, which was a game at the Garden. There's no excuse for it. Those other losses you can rationalize. Well, you know, most teams don't go into Portland and win. The Jazz, Salt Lake City, players hate going to Salt Lake City. It's a pain in the ass, you know, that whole thing. All right, anyway, we'll see what the Celtics do here. They're back at it. They play the Bulls tonight, the Chicago Bulls, who stink. They're no good. I got a couple guys that are young, but overall, they're not very good. All right, anyway, thanks to John, producer John Anderson, a fine John Anderson production. And you can follow along with me over on Twitter, @BenMaller. That's @BenMaller. And I've got my overnight show over at Fox. But thanks to everyone that called here. A lot of good stuff to talk about tonight with Le'Veon Bell, which I assume will be the big story on the national show, all about Le'Veon Bell and some NBA drama with Draymond Green and all that good stuff. All right, have a great night. Whatever you do, wherever you end up, keep it locked right here on WEEI. Have a good night.
I went to Portland. So I go to Portland. I asked Google beforehand, before I went to Portland, John and Ben,
yeah.
Before I went to Portland, because
okay.
I have to know, like, where's this, hey, Google, you know, like, where's this porn DVD shop place? So I go, hey, Google, where's this porn DVD shop in Portland, Maine? Where can I find a porn DVD shop in Portland, Maine?
Very important question.